Hello and welcome. Before we begin, please ensure you've spoken to your licensed health professional to ensure that this particular exercise or activity is safe for you. In particular, if you have any autoimmune disease, heart disease, lung disease, or any other chronic complex condition, please do not go through this exercise without speaking to your doctor.
Welcome to today's meditation. Today we're going to go through what I call the Cravings Buster meditation. Meditation today is going to begin with some breath work. It's quite intense, otherwise known as Wim Hof breathing. So like I said in the disclaimer, please be sure to talk to your licensed health professional to ensure Wim Hof breathing or any type of breathing or meditation is safe for you. So what we're going to do is we're going to start by doing some deep breaths into our belly, then into our chest, and then release. And so we go belly, chest, relax. Belly, chest, relax. And this ends up becoming one fluid motion where it just goes belly, chest, relax. But just practice a few more times. We'll go belly, chest, relax. Belly, chest, relax. One more. Belly, chest, relax. And so we're going to do 30 rounds and I'm going to count you through them all, so don't worry about counting. And we're going to start slow and every sort of 10 breaths we're going to go faster until we've hit 30 repetitions. Now you may feel a bit lightheaded or dizzy as you're doing this, so please be sure to be sitting or laying somewhere safe. Do not be operating any heavy machinery, laying in a body of water or a bath. With that said, find somewhere comfortable to sit or lay. When you're ready, please close your eyes. Take a moment just to get grounded. When you're ready, breathe in. Belly, chest, relax. Belly, chest, relax. Belly, chest, relax. Belly, chest, relax. You want to go all the way in deep. Belly, chest, relax. Belly, chest, relax. Nice and deep. Belly, chest, relax. Belly, chest, relax. Belly, chest, relax. Nice flow now. Belly, chest, relax. Inhale, exhale. Inhale all the way in. Relax. Inhale all the way in. Relax. Inhale all the way in. Relax. Inhale. Relax. Inhale. Relax. Inhale. Relax. Inhale. Relax. Inhale. Now we're going to get quicker. Inhale. Relax. Inhale. 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 Inhale, relax. Now, real inhale, relax. Breathe out and hold. Inhale. Relax, inhale, relax, two more, inhale, relax, hold. Hold your breath on the exhale. Continue to hold. That's it. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. Take a nice deep breath in for recovery breath. Inhale, Hold here now for 10 or 15 seconds. And breathe out. Now just continue to breathe at your own pace, naturally through your nose. You can go in through the nose, out through the mouth, or just in and out both through the nose. Now just take nice slow breaths. Now just try and gradually slow your exhale. Inhale. Nice slow exhale. Just continue to breathe nice and slow now and relaxed. As you just continue to breathe, I invite you to start to pay attention to the sounds inside the room. See if you can just bring your awareness to the rise and fall of the sounds. Inside the room or outside the room. You may notice your mind starts wandering off with thoughts again. It's to be expected. If you can, just try to bring your awareness back to a sound inside of the room or outside of the room. You may notice that these sounds just sort of come in and out of your awareness almost automatically. Rising and falling in consciousness, in the space of awareness. You may be beginning to become aware of the difference between consciousness and sound, and consciousness and thought. There's a part of you observing, aware of the thoughts or the sounds, separate from thoughts or sounds. That's consciousness, the awareness of where life or experience exists. If this is the first time you've really thought about this, it might be a little bit of a revelation to be aware that we are not our thoughts. And just as sound appears and falls in consciousness, so too do our thoughts, our feelings, images, full stories we run through our head all day long. These are the marvelous mechanisms of our mind. The thinking mind and the observing mind. And now just see if you can bring your awareness back to the sounds inside the room. And what you may find is that as you become present with the sound, thinking stops. Even if just for a moment. And there's a space of stillness. This is the power of presence. To be present with a sound or an emotion or a thought is to allow stillness. And as we slow and calm into stillness, our mind follows. It's almost as if our mind's jumping around for our attention. Until we become very present with either the thought or something separate from the thought. And from that presence, the mind knows it can slow down. And what I've found is this is the true relationship between consciousness and mind. The analytical mind and the awareness mind. Thought and image and feeling is rattling around constantly, seeking our attention. And then through presence, it learns to be still. It allows us to come to the fore. And so practicing presence or stillness, if you want to call it that, is one of the keys to meditation in my experience. You can be present with a leaf, or you can sit still at a bus shelter. You can be present washing the dishes, or you can be still, sitting in bed, laying in bed. You may have found that there's certain things that bring stillness about, exercise, being in nature. Certain things foster stillness, they foster presence. And so if you're aware of those things in your life, you can go to those activities and continue to develop presence. Or you could sit with a candle or a meditation bell or anything. To be honest, you can do it with a pot plant. You can do it with your iPhone, believe it or not. If you just sit it on the table and become fully present, you'll build this stillness, this space of stillness will materialize naturally. It's a natural state of the brain in presence. So before we finish today's meditation, I'd like to ring a mindfulness bell to signify the end of our time here in presence and to anchor today's meditation. So as I ring the bell, please try to bring your awareness to the sound of the bell. Become present with it. And when you've become present and you've come back into this room, and back into this moment. Feel free to open your eyes and end the meditation. Okay, with that said, thank you for tuning in for today's meditation. I'll see you in the next one. Good luck and God bless.